Welcome to Outdoors with Dan Small and Judy Nugent, brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource, on the web at lake-link.com, and by Milford Hills Hunt Club, Wisconsin's only five-star shooting facility, on the web at milfordhills.com. Well, Judy, you're driving another new vehicle.
Yes, I am.
Keep
it's our
track
vehicle.
Of all those keys.
This one, speaking of keys, it doesn't have a key.
Oh, another one, huh?
Yeah, this is a little different than the other one that didn't have keys. But yes, our vehicle of the week this week is a Cadillac CTS.
Yeah.
Oh, it was hard to pull me out of that vehicle. But yeah, it doesn't have a key. It's like a smart car. Well, a smart car maybe is the wrong word, cause you think environmentally friendly, which this is. I mean, not to go that way. It's got 25 highway mileage, so that's not bad.
Pretty good.
But you get this thing. It's like what you would hold to unlock your keys, you know, the remote unlock.
Right.
And you just put that in your pocket, and as you walk toward the vehicle, it automatically unlocks. And then you just sit in the vehicle, and it has like a permanent key slash button, and you just turn it, and it starts. So there's no physical key.
So you don't even have to push a button. You just
kind of turn it like you would turn a key, but there's nothing there. There's no key.
Okay.
So
right.
Anyway, you brought that up. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
But it's an excellent vehicle. In fact, I think it's my favorite, hands down, of all the vehicles I've been able to drive. It's American luxury done right.
Okay.
And it's the 33 to 35 MSRP in terms of the price range, but just beautiful. It has excellent interior, all leather and the wood trim and all this. Drives like a sports car. I mean, the acceleration is just, it's amazing. I love it. Maybe it's because I've been driving so many trucks
and SUVs.
You get in one of these Cadillacs. It's a four-seater. You know, it's not like a two-seater sport car, but it just felt like it has a V6 standard, and you just barely touch the accelerator.
Zoom.
And of course, I had it in red with the sunroof.
Sure.
And, you know, my dad's like, watch out. You know, you can get a ticket.
A blonde in a red car with a sunroof?
Yeah,
come on. Yes.
I know. So I followed the speed limits very closely. Uh-huh. Yeah. But just really loved it. It's a 6-speed automatic, and then it has this ability to go into manual. So if you want it to go manual or you want it to stay automatic, you can do that. Voice-activated controls, in the interior. Heated seats and cooled seats.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for the summer, there's like this ventilation, and of course, it's high, medium, or low.
Mm-hmm.
So you can choose it, you know, the passenger side and the driver's side. You can control the temperature on each, you know. It's just... Oh, very nice. Memory seats. I mean, you asked for it. It's on the Cadillac. And just so wonderful to see an American-made product that just blew my mind. I absolutely loved it.
And $35K, that's what you pay for a modestly tricked-out SUV now.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all. And then, of course, everyone's concerned about gas mileage.
Yep.
And at 25 highway, that's fantastic. No problems there. So anyway, if you want to check out the Cadillac, be careful, because once you get in it, you might not get out. But you can visit your local GMC dealer or Cadillac dealer, or visit them on the web. But what have you been up to?
Well, Judy, you know, this week I am going to the Outdoor Writers Association of America conference in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
Actually driving out there with our good buddy Ben Hobbins of Ironclads.
Okay.
And we're going to set up an Ironclads display there, but I'm also going to... take in the seminars, as always, and I understand that I'm going to have a morning at a prairie dog town.
Oh, cool.
And I think we shoot the little buggers, but...
Oh. Ouch.
I don't know. I'll let you know.
Don't tell my kids. They have this book about prairie dogs.
Oh,
they just love
yeah,
it.
Well, I might take a few pictures, too.
Okay.
But I know some of the guys want to blow them away. I used to hunt woodchucks when I was a kid, and, we used to just throw the bodies away, but then I started taking the young ones and eating them, and I don't shoot woodchucks anymore.
Okay.
But they're edible. They're tasty.
What about prairie dogs?
I don't know what they do with prairie dogs. I think they just shoot them as varmints.
Yeah,
okay. We'll find out. But the other reason I'm there, and it's another big win for Outdoors with Dan and Judy. We entered a lot of our segments from last year in the annual competition, and we won 14 prizes, including, I think, four first places and several seconds and thirds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's quite an honor because, you know, you're being judged by your peers in the industry, so they know what high quality is and what they want to see. And so to get that many awards, and folks, that's a ton, let me tell you. We're definitely dominating the category, so That's kind of fun.
It is. And we won one award in television with Outdoor Wisconsin, which shows you a little bit of the balance. And, in fact, we're going to share with you some of those winning segments from last year. Mm-hmm. We're going to listen to an interview with Mark Tussaud of the Wisconsin Deer Hunters Association, which took first place in the big game hunting category. And then Judy did a fantastic, had a great conversation with Bill Dance, the bass fisherman, only they talked about catfish.
Yeah, it was fun.
That one, I think it was second place in fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk with Doug Jenneret of the United States Sportsmen's Alliance about an upcoming event scheduled for the middle of August here in Wisconsin. It's called the Wisconsin Sports Fest. You've heard some of the ads on our show. You'll hear more as that event approaches. And Doug's going to tell us all about that event and the fact that a lot of that money, in fact, all the net proceeds get poured back into conservation in Wisconsin. And this week's giveaway is a pair of Glacier gloves. So if you want to enter the drawing to win a pair of Glacier gloves, go to lake-link.com, keyword radio, and click on Contact Dan and Judy. Send us an email and say you want to enter that drawing. Or you can simply call 414-297-7554 and leave a message with your name and phone number that you want to enter the drawing. And there's about 1 week left on the Niagara USA Rod and Reel drawing. That's a Shakespeare rod and reel. To enter that drawing, go to niagara-usa.com, click on Fishing, and request a free Hotspots fishing map, and you'll automatically be entered in the drawing for that rod and reel. And I think we'll be right back after this.
It could be coming to a lake near you. A threat so severe, we must act now. The attack of the invasives. It's not Godzilla. It's Hydrilla. It's not Martians. It's mussels. Zebra mussels. It's not the blob. It's bloody fish with bulging eyes. Even aliens couldn't invent something so diabolical, so deadly as the dreaded fish disease. Viral hemorrhagic septicemia. This is science fact, not science fiction. So join the fight against these attackers. Inspect your boat, trailer, and equipment. Remove aquatic plants and animals before launching or going to another lake. Drain water from boats, motors, bilges, live wells, and bait containers. Don't move live fish away from a water body. And buy minnows from Wisconsin bait dealers. Protect Wisconsin from the attack of the invasives. Join the fight by following the rules. Go to the DNR website for more information on the battle plan.
Enjoy a round of sporting clays at Milford Hills Hunt Club, Wisconsin's only five-star shooting facility. Located between Milwaukee and Madison, Milford Hills Summer Sporting Clays League starts Thursday, May 8th, for teams of 4 to 7 shooters. It's open to everyone, so make up a team of friends, co-workers, or family members and come join the fun as you shoot from duck blinds, John boats, and elevated platforms at targets ranging from rabbits to tower birds. Sign up online at milfordhills.com or call 920-699-2249.
I spent a lot of time in the great outdoors, and I found that nothing cooks better or faster than a Camp Chef modular cooking system. It's great for cooking, grilling, frying, or even smoking. And these heavy-duty kitchens are built to go anywhere. Plus, if your power goes out, they're perfect as an emergency kitchen. Want to make a good thing that much better? Try customizing your Camp Chef kitchen with a complete line of accessories. So if you want high performance from a great portable kitchen, make Camp Chef your choice for great outdoor meals.
Camp Chef's lineup of outdoor cooking gear can help you prepare great meals outdoors anytime, anywhere. Slow smoke ribs in the smoke vault on a lazy afternoon. Get camp meals done fast and tasty with an Explorer stove. And be the envy of every other tailgater at the game using the big gas grill. Camp Chef, the way to cook outdoors. Now in your neck of the woods at Cabela's, Dick's, Gander Mountain, Lowe's, Mills Fleet Farm, Sportsman's Warehouse, and other fine outdoor retailers.
Sportsman's Warehouse is America's premier outfitter. Your new Berlin Sportsman's Warehouse is a Wisconsin-owned company that features everyday low pricing with the most knowledgeable staff in the industry. On the rare occasion a local competitor has a lower price, your Sportsman's Warehouse store will do everything they can to meet or beat that price. You'll find the best prices on great brands like Danner, Benelli, Remington, PSE, Browning, St. Croix, Filson, Drake, and many more at Sportsman's Warehouse.
Hey, Judy, want to pull in to shore and get some lunch?
I don't know. I hate to leave the boat sitting here with all these expensive electronics on board.
Not a problem. Look, I've got a universal electronics lock from DuraSafe. It's a tough little inexpensive way to stop electronics thieves dead in the water.
That sounds cool. Hey, if you like that idea and want to know more, visit DuraSafeLocks.com today and check out the universal electronics lock.
That's DuraSafeLocks.com.
This next segment is brought to you by Milford Hills Hunt Club, Wisconsin's only five-star shooting facility, on the web at MilfordHills.com.
And Judy, you know the Wisconsin Sports Fest is coming up in August, and I'm really excited about that event.
Are you thinking August already, are you?
Well, yeah.
Must be a big event then.
It is, and in fact, we have Doug Jenneret, the Vice President of Marketing for the U.S. Sportsman's Alliance, which is the group that is sponsoring this event.
Oh, cool.
Doug, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Yeah, we're doing all right. Now, folks are hearing about this because we're running spots on our show, and they've seen ads in the papers, and they've seen mention posters in stores. But what exactly is the Wisconsin Sports Fest?
Well, Dan, it's a really large outdoor expo and giveaway, a large raffle, if you will. And the basic premise of it is for people to come out, be able to win all kinds of prizes. We have over $600,000 in cash and prizes we're going to be giving away over the 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Trucks, ATV, boats, lots of great prizes. There'll be lots of other things to do, a lot of outdoor personalities there, and it's really just a party, if you will, a nice festival for people to come out to, enjoy themselves, have a great time out at the Sunnyview Expo Center in Oshkosh. But even more importantly, if you're a sportsman, the money that's raised from this event we'll stay in Wisconsin to help defend our outdoor traditions of hunting, fishing, and trapping.
What do you mean by that?
The U.S. Sportsman's Alliance works in all 50 states to defend hunting, fishing, trapping laws through the legislature, through the ballot box, legal through the courts, and other places. And we've worked a lot in Wisconsin on various issues. The Wisconsin Wildlife Conservation Fund, we call it, the money, the net proceeds from this two-day event is going to help fund our efforts in Wisconsin.
Well, that sounds good, Doug. And this is August 15th and 16th.
It is.
And have you ever done this before? It's the first annual here.
Well, it is the first annual. We're working with a group that's done it in Ohio. This is their sixth year in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's been a great event in Ohio. 35,000 people attended. Tons of excitement, just like this sports fest. It's the buzz around Wisconsin's been really fun to see. People are excited about it. We know we've got a lot of great sportsmen in Wisconsin, and they not only are looking to have a good time, but they know the funds go to a good cause, and that's sometimes rare.
Yeah, and the money stays here. That's not always the case with some other organizations that shall remain unnamed.
Yeah, we like that. And now there's a lot going on. There will be vendors exhibiting wares and lots of entertainment. I see you've got Jim Zumbo coming and Ray I and our good friend Brian Smith. I'll be there both days. And Commander Cody, Leon Russell, it sounds like quite a wingding.
Oh, it is. And just for, you can get in. It's broken up into 2 days mm-hmm. of the event. You can buy a package for everything both days, or you can buy tickets individually for each day. You can go to Wisconsin at wisportsfest.org and find out all the information you need, or they can certainly call toll-free 888-930-HUNT and get any information they need about the Sports Fest, where to buy tickets. We have over 150 ticket outlets across Wisconsin, and we're adding them every day to make it really easy to go pick up a ticket for this event. And, again, it's going to be something you won't want to miss. And you mentioned the personalities, outdoor personalities, which we're really pleased to have you there, Dan. We've got Bob Walker's one you didn't mention, Walker's Game Here.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people will remember him.
Yep.
Paul Butsky, between he and Ray I, it depends on which one you're talking to at the time, they're maybe one of the best turkey hunters in the country.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. They'll argue who's the best, maybe.
We'll let them have a call-off or something.
Yeah. That'd be a lot of fun.
All right.
We've got Fishing Ponds going to be there. The guy's bringing in Fishing Ponds. We're going to have a laser trap shooting tournament there that anybody can join. There'll be some people coming just for that, but there'll be an open class. Anybody can join, and everything's inexpensive. Food's going to be inexpensive. There'll be refreshments available, and we're keeping the cost down on that to where people can come in and really enjoy themselves. Anybody can come, and this, families are more than welcome to come to this. We just need to make sure that anybody that comes, you must be 18 to enter if you're by yourself. If you're with your family, any age, it's fine. We just need an adult with anyone that comes through the door. So.
Okay. Well, Doug, we look forward to it, and we'll be hearing more about it on the show as the weeks approach, and that's August 15th and 16th. And, again, your website is wisportsfest.org, right?
That's correct. And, again, you can also call 888-930-HUNT. We're really looking forward to it, and, again, hope to see everybody out there. Our spokesperson, by the way, I know she's been playing, Earlene Mandrell. She's going to be around Wisconsin even before then promoting this, so need to make sure people come out and see her also.
All right, great. Thanks, Doug.
That segment was brought to you by Milford Hills Hunt Club, Wisconsin's only five-star shooting facility, on the web at milfordhills.com. And that Mustang is mine, by the way.
Well, Judy, let's take another look at events coming up.
Well, at the New Berlin Sportsman's Warehouse, they still have that coupon sale going on. That goes on through the end of June.
Just about over, though.
Yeah, so get in there quickly. And then there's an insect protection seminar covering bug sprays, thermal cells, and clothing. That'll be 6 p.m. Tuesday, July 1st. And then Jim O'Brien, Crestliner Pro Staffer, is going to have a seminar on the dog days of fishing and some tactics to make you more successful. That'll be 6:30 p.m. Tuesday, July 8th. And then there's a high-power reloading class with Billy Branson, 5:30 to 8:30, Tuesday through Friday, July 8th through 11th. It requires registration, however, there are no fees. And then there is an arrow fletching seminar from 6 to 8 p.m. Monday, July 14th, that you'll want to check out as well. And for these events and others, you can call your New Berlin Sportsman's Warehouse at 262-641-2000 or visit them on the web at sportsmanswarehouse.com.
And at Milford Hills Hunt Club, their 8-week Sporting Clays Ladies League begins Wednesday, July 2nd and continues every Wednesday for 8 weeks. The 4th of July Firecracker Registered Shoot is set for Friday the 4th, and shooting lessons with Gil and Vicky Ash run Friday through Sunday, July 11 through 13. And there'll be a fundraiser shoot for UW football, and this will be kind of a reunion for some of the Rose Bowl team players. And that's coming up 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Thursday, July 17th, and a Safari Club International fundraiser on July 19th, and that's also 8 to 8. That's Saturday, the 19th of July. For more information on these or other events, call 920-699-2249 or on the web, check out milfordhills.com.
And the DNR is still reminding people about the dangers of firewood. To help prevent the spread of forest pests such as the emerald ash borer and gypsy moth, if you are camping, it is illegal to bring firewood from more than 50 miles away into any managed state property, including state parks and forests. You need to buy your firewood locally or it will be confiscated. Also, it's illegal to transport firewood out of the states of Michigan, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. Anyone found moving firewood out of these states is subject to a fine of $1,000. And, you know, Dan, even though it's illegal to transfer it around the state, you know, to these managed properties, you should probably follow the same law when it comes to your own property.
Absolutely, yeah. Cut it and burn it locally or buy certified firewood. And the second annual Kippensburg Creek Kids Fishing Day, wow, say that three times real fast, is set for July 12th at Half Moon Bar and Grill in Mosinee. Free guided fishing for kids and parents or guardians is what this event is all about. They'll fish from 9 to noon and then enjoy a buffet lunch and awards at Half Moon Bar and Grill. For details, call Phil Schweik at 715-693-5843 or 581-2620. And you can volunteer to be a guide for that day, or you can sign up your kid or your kids for that free fishing event. Next week on Outdoor Wisconsin, July 3rd, we'll see the world's largest American flag at Acuity Insurance in Sheboygan, and we'll join kids as they fish with cops and bobbers on Pewaukee Lake. We'll be right back after this.
This next segment is brought to you by Milford Hills Hunt Club, Wisconsin's only five-star shooting facility, on the web at milfordhills.com.
Well, Judy, we haven't talked about deer hunting in a while, and we both thought it would be a good idea to get a person who knows a lot about deer hunting in Wisconsin. In fact, he's the president of the Wisconsin Deer Hunters Association.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out. This is Mark Tussaud from Northwest Wisconsin. And Mark, tell us, what is Wisconsin Deer Hunters Association?
Well, hello, and thanks for having me on.
You bet.
We're a fairly new organization, and a group of us got together at one point in time, and we're sort of sitting around looking at everything that's happening at the deer hunting front, and we kind of realized that, you know, the best thing for deer hunting in Wisconsin is actually do the best thing that's for the deer herd that is in Wisconsin. So we decided to try to get the politics and the personal agendas out of some of these organizations and form our own, and basically our motto is, let's do what's best for the resource, because ultimately that's what's best for the deer hunter.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, but it also sounds a bit complicated. How do you keep personal preference and politics out of the group, and then how do you determine what's best for the deer population?
Well, you know, in some respects, it is difficult, but it actually makes life a little easier because, you know, we represent all deer hunters, obviously, gun hunters and bow hunters, and there's always that battle between the two and, you know, who gets preference over what. But, you know, we try to stay out of, one of the things we decided to do is we're not going to get involved with any extension or whatever of the buck hunting season. We just want to make sure that there's sufficient antlerless harvest that's done so we can stay out of some of these more controversial issues like earn a buck and these T-zone regulations. So, you know, as long as it's good for the resource and it's based on biology and it's not based on somebody's political agenda or what somebody wants to do to sell more whatever crossbows or whatever you have, as long as it's based on biology and based on sound science, we're going to be behind it.
Well, how do you avoid the questions of earn a buck and, well, the T-zone is now the herd control zone, I think is what it's called, and this is really in the forefront of many deer hunters' minds, especially as they're beginning to scratch their heads and try to remember if they shot a doe last year or not. Did they pre-qualify? And is this zone where I normally hunt? You know, what are the rules there this year? How do you avoid that?
Well, you know, in some respects, there are hunters out there who like to earn a buck, and there are hunters out there who like to T-zone, especially the October zone. And, you know, we thought the T-zone was a good compromise, at least I did personally, that was a good compromise to some people who wanted to hunt in warmer, earlier weather. The thing about it, though, is people have to realize that the deer herd isn't evenly distributed on the landscape, that there are pockets of high deer population and low deer population. So the first thing that people have to realize is the deer estimates from the DNR are correct, and in fact, they're probably low, because if you think about it, we're killing over a half a million deer a year. If the DNR says we have 1.5 million, that means we're killing one out of every three deer that exist in the state. Now, personally, I don't think that's happened. I think we probably have more than that. So you have to believe the estimates, then you have to start looking at, okay, well, where are these deer at, and how do we better address the population problem? Because obviously it's having some ecological effects that's not the best for the deer herd or any other wildlife either. So we have to make sure that we try to trim that down, and really there's not that many ways, there's not that many options available to us at the present time. So earn a buck is a good option, although it's not very popular with people, but the new advanced earn a buck where you can shoot your doe this year and have your buck tag still valid for next year is certainly a great idea. You know, basically we have to ensure, and especially on private lands, that we get adequate antlerless harvest and we won't have to worry about these other seasons.
How strong is your membership?
Our membership's pretty strong, and to be honest with you, we sort of formed around the idea of trying to get rid of deer baiting, too, because we saw that as one of the biggest problems with achieving adequate harvest, and also getting back to the unevenness of the deer population across the landscape, that baiting has a significant effect on that. And we think if we could get rid of baiting, it would also aid us. People would, first of all, see more deer, so they'd more believe in the population estimates. They'd harvest more deer, which would, you know, obviously satisfy that for them, too. And it would just generally make deer hunting better for everybody in general.
Where are you getting your biology, Mark? Are you buying the DNR's assessment of what the herd looks like? I mean, you say that you think they're low.
We have a retired DNR deer biologist that is one of our consultants. Obviously, also deal with the DNR folks directly too, and people from other states as well. And you know, we've got some pretty smart people with us too that, you know, look at other research and national publications and such. So You know, the information's out there. It just takes a lot of time and a lot of effort and sometimes some digging to find it and understand it, actually.
You know, I'm actually glad to hear someone say, we think that DNR's numbers are low, because I've been saying that for a number of years. I think they're probably closer to 2 million deer out there, but who's counting? I think we've got too many. I think we've got pockets of high and low distribution. I know in my own walks through the woods in northern Wisconsin and research for articles and talking with biologists from the National Forest Service, there's a lot of deer damage being done to the understory that people don't, you don't notice it because everything's green and it looks like the woods is just fine.
Well, you know, another issue I see looming in the future too is if hunters can't control the deer population, which, you know, people that are arguing against the DNR all the time are basically proving correct. If we can't control the deer population, then who's going to, and who's going to make those decisions for us? You know, right now, you know, for the most part, we set our own seasons and kind of have some say in our own rules and stuff like that. But if we're not careful, down the road someday, the general public might just, you know, join up together one day and go, look, you guys are doing a pretty rotten job here. We're going to decide how and when you hunt and take care of it that way. Or, you know, like a friend of mine has said for years, that if they ever come up with an effective population control that works, then we're all of a sudden considered irrelevant.
Well, I'm curious, what is the future agenda here for the Wisconsin Deer Hunters Association?
Well, you know, our group, I say, is different than other organizations. There are certainly other groups out there that, you know, that kind of claim to be active, but, you know, we've done some of the, you know, for being a relatively new organization, we've done quite a lot to try to at least educate people on, you know, some of the decisions, because everybody, first of all, likes to blame the DNR for all the decisions that are made. But in retrospect, a lot of it comes from the legislature, who some of the committee members there basically tell the DNR what to do, and the DNR does it. And then, of course, when for instance, the timing of the original October T-zone was set by the legislature, and everybody said, well, it's the worst time to have it, it's the last weekend in October, and the DNR is to blame for it. The DNR wanted it in the middle of October, but the legislature said, no, it's the end of October to correspond with the teachers' conference, so they get blamed for that. But see, that's the way the system is set up, that the legislature can basically tell the DNR what they want, and the DNR takes all the heat if anything goes wrong or it's not favorable with the public.
So does your group lobby the legislature?
Yeah, we try to lobby the legislature, and it's basically one of the biggest keys, though, is it's educating the people on the entire process, the hearings process, the rules process, how rules get put forth, and try to get other groups to get more active, too. You know, one of the things we're fighting, too, is there are other groups out there that are politically motivated, and we're trying to educate people on the fact of that. You know, just because you have a name that sounds appealing doesn't necessarily mean that's what your mission is. You know, things have gotten so politically biased these days, too, that some people will actually be forming groups just specifically to help out specific legislators as well, too. So that's kind of the battles that we're fighting right now.
So how are you getting your word out?
We've established a pretty good network through the media contacts, and obviously we send out press releases. And we've been working with the Wildlife Federation, who has been doing a really great job of basically organizing. I think they got like over 170 affiliates right now. And we've also ourselves gotten groups together via conference calls and meetings to discuss specific issues. Like I mentioned earlier, baiting was one of them. Push we had last year to get our deer season framework through the legislature, which was being a major obstacle, even though all the conservation groups are on one side, the legislature decided they wanted to do something different. We were really successful in doing that last year, and that was primarily through some of our efforts, just, you know, basically saying, okay, bow hunters and other deer hunting groups out there and other organizations out there, let's get together and let's organize and use our collective membership to try to help us along here, and it worked.
Okay, well, Mark, we will follow your progress and your activities, and you have a website that people can check out if they're interested in learning more about you or joining you, right?
Yes, it's www.widearhunters.org, and there's a whole bunch of information on there on issues, primarily baiting, but you can also find some information on how to join our organization, too.
All right. Thanks a lot for talking with us.
Well, thank you.
That segment was brought to you by Milford Hills Hunt Club, Wisconsin's only five-star shooting facility, on the web at milfordhills.com.
The lowest prices, the best selection, with three great locations at Heckles Marina. The deals are better than ever. From bass boats powered by Yamaha to pontoons and ski boats, all new non-current year models are priced to move. Heckles will not be undersold. We are ready to get you the deal you want. Your marina of choice and five-star Yamaha dealer is Heckles Marina, Eagle River, Stevens Point, Wausau, and newest Sun Prairie, Madison location.
We make deals you won't believe, satisfaction guaranteed.
Do you care enough to buy the best equipment? Unfortunately, what's desirable to you is desirable to thieves, too.
Introducing DuraSafe's trolling motor lock that fits all Minn Kota transom mount trolling motors.
It eliminates the hassle of removing and reattaching your motor whenever you pull into shore or while you sleep.
Visit DuraSafeLocks.com today to learn more about the DuraSafe trolling motor lock, inexpensive, lightweight protection for your valuable investment.
That's DuraSafeLocks.com.
Go back to a time of roadsters, ragtops, rumble seats, and gas that didn't cost an arm and a leg. Come to Iola for the 36th annual Iola Old Car Show and Swap Meet, happening July 10th through the 13th. This is the Midwest's greatest old car show and swap meet. Thousands of vendors and classic car fanatics will converge on Iola for 4 days of fun and memories. See up to 2,500 show cars from the early 1900s through 1979. Shop and swap in over 4,400 swap spaces with everything you need to fix up your classic car. And with over 1,000 classic cars for sale, you can make that cherry ride you dreamed of in your teens a reality. Make a weekend of it. 4 day passes are only $15. Kids 10 and under get in free. Campsites are available. Parking and shuttle service is free. Learn more at iolaoldcarshow.com. Don't miss the 36th annual Iola Old Car Show and Swap Meet, happening July 10th through the 13th.
It could be coming to a lake near you. A threat so severe, we must act now. The attack of the invasives. It's not Godzilla. It's Hydrilla. It's not Martians. It's mussels. Zebra mussels. It's not the blob. It's bloody fish with bulging eyes. Even aliens couldn't invent something so diabolical, so deadly as the dreaded fish disease. Viral hemorrhagic septicemia. This is science fact, not science fiction. So join the fight against these attackers. Inspect your boat, trailer, and equipment. Remove aquatic plants and animals before launching or going to another lake. Drain water from boats, motors, bilges, live wells, and bait containers. Don't move live fish away from a water body. And buy minnows from Wisconsin bait dealers. Protect Wisconsin from the attack of the invasives. Join the fight by following the rules. Go to the DNR website for more information on the battle plan.
Hi, I'm Arlene Mandrell, inviting you to the Wisconsin Sports Fest on August 15th and 16th in Oshkosh. Hundreds of thousands of dollars in prizes and cash will be raffled. Free entertainment and lots of your favorite outdoor personalities for you to meet. It'll be the party of the summer, so don't miss it. For ticket details, go to WisconsinSportsFest.org or call 888-930-HUNT. I'm really looking forward to seeing you at the Wisconsin Sports Fest.
Tickets are limited to 10,000 for each of the two large drawings Friday and Saturday, so don't miss your chance for one of the three Harleys or one of the five boats and motor combos being given away. Get tickets locally in Leroy at The Shed, in Boscobel at Tall Tales Sports and Spirits, in Oconto Falls at Lena Swamp Archery, in West Alice at The Shooter Shop, in Slinger at Bitter Creek Sports, and in Waupun at Holiday Food and Sport. Or call 888-930-HUNT, extension 201, for a ticket agent near you.
This next segment is brought to you by Mercury Outboards, Mercury, number one on the water, and by Crestliner Boats, available at Heckles Marina.
Well, folks, this week you're listening to some of the winners in the Outdoor Writers Association annual competition. Here's another one.
And we're back, and Howard Sparrow is here in the studio with me, and on the line we have Bill Dance. Now, you were talking earlier about catfish.
Right.
It's fall, Mississippi River's right here. What are you using to go after them?
Well, see, the Mississippi down here at Memphis is about 30 minutes from my home. Another major tributary, which is a tremendous fishery, is the Tennessee River, which is about an hour and 30 minutes from my house, and I fish both of them a lot. But down here, our river is a completely different river than you have up there. It's a wider river. It's murkier. It has a lot of drainage from the Ohio, the Tennessee, the Missouri, all come into the Mississippi, and our coloration of our water is normally murky to muddy. And what we catch most of our big cats on right now, or the most of the catfish that we're catching, are blue cat. They roam a lot through the summer months and on into the fall until water temperatures start dropping down into the 40-degree range, and then they start zeroing in on these transitional areas in behind dikes where you have slower current areas. But the number one bait, probably with more serious trophy catfish fishermen, whether it be the Tennessee River, the Missouri, the Ohio, the Mississippi, they probably use a lot of different baits that you can catch these catfish on, but the big cat's shad is a high percentage bait, but day in and day out, I think most avid catfishermen will tell you that skipjack herring or freshwater herring is the bait of choice, and that's what we've been using. We'll catch them in the tail race, normally below Wilson Dam on the Tennessee River near Florence, Alabama, or near Savannah, Tennessee, and we'll catch them. They'll run in size anywhere from 8 inches long up to 3-4 pounds. Hmm. We take them, bring them home. We heat shrink them, vacuum pack them, and then that kind of keeps a natural flavor there. And then when we get ready to go to the river, we'll take them out the night before and let them thaw out. And we cut them up as cut bait, and that's what we use. The bait we use is probably on the average as big as your hand, half the size of your hand to as big as your hand.
Wow, that's a lot of bait. What kind of hook?
We're using, we used to use a kale hook, a 7 to 8 aught kale hook, and even sometimes up to a 10 aught. But we're using a lot of circle hooks now.
Mm-hmm.
And that hook is harder to hang. You don't have to set the hook at all. The fish normally sets that hook himself. So you take a 20-pound catfish, he's got a pretty good-sized mouth. You take a 10-pound catfish, he's got a pretty good-sized mouth. And you get up around, last week we caught two real good fish. We had a 52-pounder and a 62-pounder.
Oh, my God.
And had several fish in the 20 to 30-pound range. But they're just, those big old fish, they're our biggest fish in West Tennessee and in this area. And they'll give you more 3 minutes. I mean, when you hook one, he'll give you more 3 minute rounds, and you know what to do with. And when the bout's over, you really don't know who came out the winner. But they're a tremendous fish. They have a tremendous amount of strength, and they're fun to catch. They're a lot of fun to catch.
They're good to eat when they get big like that too.
No, we don't normally. If you want good eating fish, they're smaller fish are better. You know, the pound to three sure. pound size or 3 pounds or less. But the big fish are just, Tennessee started a trophy catfish program. They even made the catfish a sport fish here in Tennessee. And they started with a 34-inch size limit that a commercial fisherman only can keep one fish over 34 inches a day. A sport fisherman can only keep one over 34 inches a day. But most of them throw them back. Now, depending on body mass, a 34-inch catfish would range anywhere from 16 to 19 pounds. So the popularity of catfishing is really, really growing. Tournaments are starting to get big. We're going to have a $100,000 tournament here on the Mississippi River November 3rd and 4th. So there's a big prize here, and it'll probably bring in excess of 100 boats, so or a couple of hundred fishermen. So it's a this sport is getting very, very popular. Equipment is getting more sophisticated. The techniques and lines, and companies for years and years really didn't put a lot of importance on catfish, but they're beginning to realize that how popular a species they are, not only all over the country. It's a type of fish that you can fish for, whether you're 8 or you're 80. Whether you can fish in a farm pond for channel cats, you can fish the small tributaries for channel cat and flathead cat, or you can fish the big reservoirs and the big rivers too. So manufacturers are starting to come out with catfish lines, coming out with catfish reels, catfish rods. You have catfish pros now. There's seminars on catfish. So it's a growing thing, and it's a lot of fun to do.
Have you heard of noodling?
Yes, I have. It's done, that term is used more in Oklahoma.
Okay.
Where in our part of the country, when I was a youngster growing up, we called it graveling. So it's noodling, graveling. It's basically the same thing. You catch fish with your hands. And that sport in Oklahoma has gotten to be a pretty big thing. They have a noodling contest, and women and men both compete in it.
I just can't imagine. I mean, I see some of the fish they come up with, and, yeah, they're catching it with their hands, and they're huge.
Absolutely.
What a battle.
It's something different. It's a different way to catch them, I can tell you that for sure.
Have you ever tried it, Bill?
Yeah, I used to do it in the creeks in Elk River and the Duck River over in Middle Tennessee when I was little, and I never caught anything really big. We used to catch sun perch and hognose suckers and a fish over there we called a red horse. It was like a carp.
Yeah, we got them up here.
Yeah, we'd catch them under these undercut banks, and we'd muddy the water up above, and then we'd try to come down and feel up under the banks, and you could feel whether it's a scale fish or a slick fish. And, you know, when I say a slick fish, it'd be like a catfish. It doesn't have any scales, but I never did much on the catfish. Caught a few small ones, and most of what I caught graveling was small anyway, you know, nothing over 2 or 3 pounds, but it was different. That's back when I wasn't scared to stick my hand up under a bank or up under a rock ledge or in a log or anything, but today I give it... I think twice before I do it.
Yeah.
That's how I was thinking. You know, you don't know what you're going to grab under there, and down south, there's a lot of things you don't want to grab hold of.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I can't believe I'm sitting here talking to Bill Dance about catfish. This is amazing.
it's a popular sport, and it's growing by leaps and bounds. And I love doing it. But like I say, Judy, I put bass fishing on a pedestal. And our water temperature is starting to drop now. It's about 76 degrees, and another 10 degrees, these fish will really turn it on. And I'll spend probably most of my late fall and winter bass fishing again, and then on into the spring. But through the summer months, drift fishing the Mississippi has just been a lot of fun for catfish. And because of the size, you never know when you drop a bait 30, 40, 50, 60 feet of water, that thump, the anticipation of a 100-pound fish, they live there. And the odds and the chances of catching him are pretty good. I mean, you know, if you're fishing the right bait in the right location, and the places we fish, there have been fish in excess of 100 pounds caught. Commercial fishermen have caught them, and they caught one last year about just below the I-55 bridge connecting Tennessee and Arkansas. A boy caught a 114-pounder. And then up north, south of St. Louis, it was a 124-pounder caught past year. So
how heavy was the boy?
I don't know. He had to be a pretty good-sized boy.
Yes, he did.
But
hey, Bill, if folks want to catch your TV show, where can they go?
They can catch us. If you'll remember, the Outdoor Life Network now is formerly called it's Versus. We air 5 times a week, 52 weeks a year, and we're in the process of kicking off a 26-week saltwater series for 2009 on the Outdoor Channel. So we'll continue with our freshwater series, but we're going to start a saltwater series that'll start in January of 2009. But we'll continue, like I say, doing our bass series and our catfish series, you know, catching our freshwater species that we've done for, how long have we been doing this, Judy? 36 years.
Not long enough.
It's
going.
Been a while.
Not long as people say, how long are you going to do this, Bill? I said, well, I hope to do it forever and then a little bit more. Doing what I do, being able to turn a hobby into a profession, I thank the good Lord that I was fortunate enough to come along at the right time to be able to do that. And you know, you're only as good as the people that you work with, and we've got a great crew. I've had a lot of the people, our production people and our camera people, They've been with me for, oh, goodness, some of them 30 years.
Well, Bill, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the show today. It has been an absolute pleasure to talk to you about fishing, catfishing of all things. It's been a blast.
I didn't talk too much about those whiskered fish, but they are popular with a lot of people. But I don't want anyone to think that I don't put bass fishing at the top of the pedestal, because that's my bread and butter fish. So, but I do appreciate the interview. Enjoyed talking to both you, Judy and Howard. And if I can ever do you a favor, you know where I am. I'm just a castaway.
Very
thank
good.
You, sir.
Hey, listen, thank you all, and I look forward to hearing from you soon. Tell everybody I said hi.
I will do.
Thanks, Judy.
All right, bye.
Bye.
That segment was brought to you by Mercury Outboards, Mercury, number one on the water, and by Crestliner Boats, available at Heckles Marina.
How would you like to win a truck, boat, Harley, or a big pile of cash? Hi, I'm Erlene Mandrell, and you can win hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash and prizes by joining me at the Wisconsin Sports Fest August 15th and 16th in Oshkosh. There's free entertainment and lots of celebrities. This is an event you won't want to miss. For ticket information, go to wisconsinsportsfest.org or call 888-930-HUNT. I'm really looking forward to seeing you at the Wisconsin Sports Fest.
Hey, doesn't that sound great? Eight vehicles ranging from a Ford F-150 4x4 Super Crew to a Ford Mustang. Over $80,000 in cash prizes. Get your tickets locally from these agents. In Cambria, The Dump. In Fond du Lac, Dutch's Trading Post. In Lomira, Midwestern Shooter Supply. In Oconto, Willow Bay Sporting Goods. In Portage, Badgerland Archery. In Platteville, Bullseye Sports, or call 888-930-4868, extension 201, for a local ticket agent near you.
Go back to a time of roadsters, ragtops, rumble seats, and gas that didn't cost an arm and a leg. Come to Iola for the 36th annual Iola Old Car Show and Swap Meet, happening July 10th through the 13th. This is the Midwest's greatest old car show and swap meet. Thousands of vendors and classic car fanatics will converge on Iola for 4 days of fun and memories. See up to 2,500 show cars from the early 1900s through 1979. Shop and swap in over 4,400 swap spaces with everything you need to fix up your classic car. And with over 1,000 classic cars for sale, you can make that cherry ride you dreamed of in your teens a reality. Make a weekend of it. 4 day passes are only $15. Kids 10 and under get in free. Campsites are available. Parking and shuttle service is free. Learn more at iolaoldcarshow.com. Don't miss the 36th annual Iola Old Car Show and Swap Meet, happening July 10th through the 13th.
Available now in stores and dealers near you, Ironclad Soft Bait Brands, as seen and demonstrated around the U.S. at major trade shows, Ironclad Soft Baits are taking the sport fishing industry by storm.
Discover why Bassmaster Magazine lists Ironclad's a hot lure buy for 08, and why Ironclad's won the overall Best in Show award at the Chicagoland Outdoor Show.
Take it from 2007 Co-Angler of the Year in the American Bass Anglers Grand Slam Series, Billy Applin.
Ironclad baits, they give me that competitive edge, win tournaments day in and day out.
Discover why nearly indestructible Ironclads are ushering in the soft bait revolution.
Or take it from Thomas Jones, 2007 national champion of the American Bass Anglers Fishing Tour.
Yeah, I've caught 16 bass on one Ironclad lure in 3 hours.
Anglers, ask for Ironclad soft bait brands at stores and dealers near you.
Available online at buyironclads.com or call toll-free 877-513-3535.
Well, we're running out of time for this week's show.
That's right, Judy, but don't forget, folks, you can enter the drawing for this week's giveaway, a pair of Glacier gloves. And to do that, you can either call 414-297-7554 and leave your name and phone number and the message that you want to enter the drawing. Or you can go to lake-link.com/radio and click on Contact Dan and Judy and send us an email with the same information.
But we want to thank you for listening. You've been listening to Outdoors with Dan Small and Judy Nugent, brought to you by Milford Hills Hunt Club, Wisconsin's only 5-star shooting facility, on the web at milfordhills.com, and by LakeLink, your online fishing resource, on the web at lake-link.com.
See you next week. I'll be trolling.